Спасибо, уважаемый.
Thank you very much, distinguished Madam Vice President. At the outset, we would like to join those delegations that expressed their gratitude to the President, to his team, and to the facilitators for their participation in the preparation of this document. At this stage, I would like to focus only on part three. I'll make some general comments first, because there is a discussion in the room about the way we should structure this part three in terms of the sequence of the different parts. Well, we believe that we should stick to the order that was reflected in the documents of previous review conference. For example, the document of the seventh review conference, it is a very logical and clear structure where the first two sections referred to the results of the intersessional period of work of the prior review cycle. Then there was a section devoted to the upcoming intersessional program of work. After that, we had a section related to cooperation under Article 10, and we would prefer to have the title that was agreed on the basis of consensus in 2011. After that, there was a section related to review of scientific and technological developments relevant to the convention. And here we would like to also see the title that was agreed at that point. After that, we had sections related to strengthening national implementation of the convention. And once again, we would like to have the title that we had in that document, and we believe that this should be a separate section of part three in the final document. After that, we had a section related to CBMs, promoting universalization, the implementation support unit, and questions of finance. So we believe that we should follow that example and keep that structure, and the adoption of such a structure on the basis of consensus will remove any concerns delegations may have related to the order of the different parts of Section 3. Now I'd like to make some general comments on Sections A and B, and I think at this stage that'll be more than enough. On Section A and B, we believe that, and this is a position that we have been expressing all along, and we're still surprised that what is being suggested is that we should take decisions in light of the current situation. Well, the position of the Russian Federation related to decisions is based on the fact that decisions can be only taken when we know what the decision is related to, when we know what the details of the decision are and what will be the consequences of adopting such a decision. So this means the creation of a cooperation mechanism under Article 10. Just like the creation of any mechanisms related to the review of scientific and technological developments relevant to the convention is only possible if we have already worked out all the details related to such decisions. But paragraphs 2 and paragraph 4 clearly show that these details have not yet been ironed out. So the best thing that we can do right now, if we don't finalize those details during this review conference, the best thing that we can do is reach some sort of understanding that there should be a mechanism created under Article 10, and also that any scientific and technological committee under the convention also should be created or established. with the understanding that during the intercessional period of work, and also as part of the work of the working group that we plan to establish, all of the details related to the functioning of such structures will be worked out. Now, on the structure of the mechanism that we find in Section A on Article 10, we agree with delegations that said that such a structure should be better organized and we should simply have a better understanding of what it will do. It also should be of a comprehensive nature. So far, what we see proposed in terms of this type of structure is to create some type of body under the convention that would deal with questions of cooperation. We believe that it can be named in one way or another, but what is clear is that it should be a specific body created under the convention. What is also being proposed is to create a financial structure that will be funding the work of the cooperation body, and also what is being suggested is to carry out work related to a database under Article 10. Well, what is missing here is one very specific element. In other words, the potential or the capacity that will be employed to implement the decisions related to such type of cooperation. This is why we do not really understand why we do not see here included the proposal made by the Russian Federation related to the creation of mobile bio teams that indeed will represent a tool to implement Article 10. So this is what we feel is clearly missing from this section of the document in order to ensure that the system is comprehensive in its nature. Now in Section B, as we said earlier, it seems that it would be easier to deal with this issue. Simply reflect the idea that we need to establish a scientific and technological committee. That's what we think should be created, a committee. And then to instruct the working group that will function during the intersessional period to focus on the mandate and modalities of the work of this committee. Thank you.